that I have personally to welcome back to the yeshiva. Not welcoming to the yeshiva, but welcoming back to the yeshiva. And it's even a little bit awkward for me to be welcoming Rav Berzon to yeshiva. Actually, Rav Berzon welcomed me to the yeshiva when I was a Talmud Shana Aleph in Rav Berzon's shir here in Shalavim, and I have a tremendous hakara satov to back then in those days, and it's a tremendous chus to have Rav Berzon with us to gain from his beautiful, insightful, and challenging Torah. Rav Berzon.
Thank you, Rav Waxman. Thank you so much. And shkar to everyone for joining me for the Shia. And I understand that you're learning the first parak of Ksubis, is that correct?
Yes.
Okay? And the Shia today will be in English, even though in Shalvim I taught in Hebrew. Okay? So one of the issues in the first parak of Ksubis, which is very fundamental and up front, is the issue of Sfek Sfek. And before I begin, I just want to ask, does everybody have a copy of this page? Because I don't want to take home any extra copies. Then I have to put it in Shemus and all that. Alright. So what daf are you up to? I've been hearing different possibilities. Daf Tes? Okay, so we'll say something on Daf Tes. Of course, the issue of Pesach, Pasuach, Matzasi is a twofold issue. It has two sides to it. One side is Isur and the other side is Mammon. And the Mammon side, which you'll get to on Daf Tes on the base if you haven't already gotten there, is the Ksuba. Because as long as we assume that she's a Basula, she gets a Ksuba as how much? Masayim. If on the other hand he's believed to say Pesach Basuach Matzasi, then at best she can hope for a Ksuba of Mana, but certainly not Masayim. On the Isur aspect, which starts already from the Mishnah and continues on Daf Tes Amid Aleph, if he finds a Pesach Pasuach, we have a Safek Shema Zinsa Tacht of the Ratzon. And if we assume that that be the case, then she's Asur Al Baila, and that's a Sugyan Sota called Vinitma. So we have these two dimensions. Let's take a look, which is the first source on your page, at the Gemara Daf Tes Amid Beis, Omar Abaye. Afana nami tnina. Rashi says the Tohen Pesach Pasuach Matzasi Asra Olav V'lo Amrinin Lo Kimle. So one of the issues in Pesach Pasuach is whether he's a Baki and he can identify Pesach Pasuach. If our Mishnah made a Takana La Asra Al Baila because he found the Pesach Pasuach, that means he's believed, that means he's a Baki, and he knows what he's talking about. And Abai has to prove that point. How does he do so? Besula Niseis Liom Arvi in Liom HaChamishi Lo Mai Taiva Mishum Ikrure Daite. We're afraid that if we wait too long, he won't show up in Bezdin with his claim of Pesach Pasuach Matzasi. And now the Gemara analyzes this. Ulamat. What are we concerned about? In the worst case scenario, he doesn't show up in Bezdin. So what's going to happen? Elam Mesiv La Ksuva, if she'll collect the Ksuvas Masayim in event that he divorces her or he dies. Nesiv La. He didn't show up in Bezdin. He didn't produce his claim. He's willing to pay the Ksuva. That's not our problem. Ella, by process of elimination, if we have to rush him, if we have to guarantee that he comes to Bezdin, Li Osralov. Because Bezdin is going to have to establish that based on his claim of Pesach Pasuach Matzasi, she's Asura Olav Vinitma. And then the Gemara raises two possibilities as to what his Taina is. There's something called the Taina's Pesach Pasuach. There's another Taina called the Taina's Damim. If he didn't find Damim and he can prove so, then we don't have to raise the issue of whether he's a Baki or not, because that's objectively true. But if he Taina's Pesach Pasuach, does he know? Is he a Baki? Is he not a Baki? That's the issue. So the Gemara assumes, my love, dikatoin, tainas, pesach pasuch. So this proves, says Abaye at this point, again, the Gemara is going to reject it with the tainas domim, that a person is believed, lasar al baila, based on tainas, pesach pasuch. Now, obviously, the issue of svek sveka comes into play here. Why? What are the two svekas? Can you help me out here? first suffix, maybe. Maybe it was Lav Tachtov, right? Maybe she had the onus before the Erisin took place, because he found a Pesach Pasuch that doesn't tell us exactly when the Maisa Bia took place. And even if it took place Tachtov, which means after the Erisin, and therefore she should be Asur al Baila, but there's another possibility that would alleviate the Israel Baila. What's that? Onus. So we have this double suffix. Suffix Tachtov, suffix Lo Tachtov, suffix Bonus, suffix Perot. If we put it all together, we have a Sfex fake. But at least we can say one thing. Whether or not it was Beratzon, whether it was not, whether it was Tachtov, we don't know. But one thing we know, he definitely found the Pesach Pasuach. If he did not find the Pesach Pasuach, if there was no Reusa, in other words, there's no reason to even dream that she's not a Pasuach. She has, after all, a Cheskes Pasuach. We don't even have to entertain his claim of Pesach Pasuach unless we assume he's a Baki. Then there's nothing at all to talk about. The very fact that the Mishnah established a takana, Besula Nisik Yom Arvi, to rush him into Beis Din on Yom HaChamishi the very next day, the concern being that maybe she's Asur al Baila and Beis Din has to establish that, that itself is predicated on the premise that he found the Pesach Pasuach. And that's the presentation of Rabbi. But let's take a step back and analyze the possibility that the Gemara raises here, that the Mishnah is interested in getting him to Beis Din in order to be mafsid ha-leksuva. Would he have the ability to be mafsid ha-leksuva even if I grant you that he's a baki in Pesach Pasuach? After all, until he comes into Beis Din with his claim, she's assumed to be a basula, she has rights to ha-leksuvas Messiah. He comes along with a claim, and let's say we believe that he's a baki. But what does she have to support her position? Well, number one, maybe he's not a baki. We don't know for sure he's a baki. And number two, perhaps it was a case of Lav Tachtov. So we have a Sfex fake. What should we say about a Sfex fake that a woman has to protect her rights and her claim on Exubus Messiah? So let's take a look at the Rishonim. We'll start with Tosus. Tosus says the following: V'kasha, amai mafsida ksubasa. The Gemara says that we should be concerned, if only he was concerned, about the ksuba, and he has the rights to come into Beis Din and claim that she lost her ksuba. Says Tosus, amai mafsida ksubasa. V'havi sfex veka. She has to defend her position, her rights to the ksuba, a double safek. Number one, safek I have a baki bePesach Pasuach im lav. We're not sure that he's a baki in Pesach Pasuach. That's number one. Because again, in the Gemara's Havamina here, we're analyzing it on the possibility that he's not a baki, so we don't know for sure he's a baki. V'imtim tzolomar Pesach Pasuach hava. Even if I grant you to protect his claim against her that he indeed found the Pesach Pasuach, he's a baki. Safek biones. Safek beratzon. The afilu eishes kohen, who in the case of Isur, would be asur al baila even despite the fact that it was an ones, but nevertheless, that's only lechumra as far as Isur v'heter is concerned. But as far as her rights to the ksuba lo mafsida ksubasa, she doesn't lose her rights to the ksuba because of an ones situation. Satosis clearly assumes that what would be the situation, what would be the status of Sfex Faker as far as Mammon is concerned? Would he, the Baal, be able to cause her, through his claim, to lose her rights to Mammon, to Ksuba, based on Sfex Faker? What's the answer? Not at all. He does not have the ability to cause her to forfeit her rights to the Ksuba in a case of Sfex Faker. And Tosus quotes a proof for this. He says, V'ein lomer, and don't assume that afilu b'sfex feka mafsida ksubasa. There is a possibility that A, he's a baki, and B, the bia was beratzon, and therefore she forfeits aksuba. So despite the fact that it's a double suffix against it, but she should lose her ksuba if we combine those two assumptions. Number one, that he's a baki. Number two, it was a bia beratzon. And what would be the logic to say that despite the Sfek Sveka, nevertheless, she would lose her ksuba? Mishum demukmina and mamona b'ches kasei. What does she have to protect her rights to the ksuba? She has a Sfek Sveka, but what does he have on his half to defend his right to not pay her the ksuba, to deny her the ksuba? He has a cheskas mamon. So let's create a scorecard over here. We have his claim that he doesn't want to pay the ksuba. We have her claim that she deserves the ksuba. Her claim is supported by a Sfek Sveka. Number one, maybe he's not a baki. And number two, maybe it was a bia bonus. His claim is supported by what? A cheskas mama. What's that called, Rabosai? Who can help me out when you apply the principle of cheskas mama? Hamotzi mechavero olav haraya. So if she wants to collect the ksuba, force him to pay it up, the burden of proof is on her. And all she has to defend herself, or should we say, does she have a lot to defend herself, is the Sfek Sveka, who says you're a baki, and even if you're a baki, maybe it was a bia ba'ones. So how do we adjudicate? What's the final conclusion in the case of a cheskas mamon against the Sfek Sveka? So Tos says, maybe you'll say that since he has a cheskas mamon, he doesn't have to pay the ksuba. Oh, that's wrong. The Gemara says, Gami Misharestani Nenasti. If he claims Pesach Pasuach Matzasi, and she claims that after the Erisin there was an onus situation, V'hu Omer Lo Ki Ela Ad Shelo Eristich Nenas, that the onus took place before the Erisin. It means she was a Be'ula even before the Erisin took place, and therefore she loses her Ksuba. V'yemekhi Mekach Tos, and if I don't want to pay the Ksuba, according to one Mandiyama, the Gemara says that she definitely gets a mana. He's not backing out from the marriage. He has to pay her at least the basic mana. But the Masayim, the extra money, doesn't have to pay her as a basula. Avomana isla. But nevertheless, she can claim the mana for herself. Alma, what do we see from this? Mishum to be oso mana havi svek sveka. Is therefore lo mafsida the sofek kodim shenis arsa sofek li achar shenis arsa vim timtzel lomar achar shenis arsa emar be honest havi. At least on that mana, she has a sfek sveka to protect her rights to the ksuba, and therefore the Gemara presents the postulates that as far as the mana is concerned, she collects the mana of the ksuba because she has a sfek sveka. She would only lose haksuba if it was be'ones. Excuse me, if it was be'ratzon. And we have a Sfek Sveik against that. So since we have a Sfek Sveik against that, therefore, she has a right to haksuba. So just to summarize, according to Shitas HaTosfos, Sfek Sveika is powerful enough to override a cheskas mom. Who disagrees with this? The Ritva. The Ritva and the Avtesom and Beis. And as part of a longer presentation of the Ritva, I only focused on one line in the Ritva. Says the Ritva, Lafsida ksubasa neman liolam. He would be believed, and she would forfeit a ksuba, afilu betray sveiki, even if she has a double suffix to protect her interests. Why? To lagabi mamon, leka hefresh bein chada sveika, litray sveiki. The Ritva postulates that you can differentiate between one suffix, a single suffix, and a double suffix as far as Isur is concerned. Suffix d'oraisa l'chumra, but Sfek Sveka l'kula. But as far as Mammon is concerned, the Ritva postulates that no matter how many Svekas you pile up, that's not enough to be Motzi Mammon Michezkasa. Why? Because Hamotzi Mechavero Olav Harayim. So let's just summarize. We have Machlokas Rishona between Tosis and the Ritva, and Daf, Tesamid Beis. How powerful is Sfek Sveka in the case of Mom? When you have Sfek Sveka to support the Motzi, the one who's collecting the money, who's collecting the money in the case of Ksuba? The Isha, right? And on the other hand, he has a Chazaka because he's holding on to the Mom and Ksuba, and we apply the rule of Hamotzi Mechavel of Araya. Says Tosfos, in such a case, Sfek Sveka is powerful enough to to override a cheskes mom. And we don't apply the principle of hamotzi mekabel of haran. So even though classically, universally, uki mamonu b'cheskas mare, but not in the case of sfexfi. And therefore she can collect her ksuba against sfexfi. That's according to whom? According to Shitas HaTosfos. The Ritva disagrees. The Ritva says that a cheskas mamon will override even a sfexfi. And therefore, according to the Ritva, what is the difference between a sfexfi and one safek? When does it kick in? Only as far as Easter is concerned. But as far as Mamon is concerned, even though the Motzi has a Sfexfake to defend and protect his or her rights, in this case her rights to collect the Mamon, nevertheless it's not powerful enough to override a Cheskas Mamon. Yes?
This possibly will focus between the Rosh and the Rambam, Sfexfake and then Rola versus Sfexfake and then
Excellent, excellent. There's a famous Shita Sarashba. Who makes this Rashba very famous? Did you study that here in Yeshiva? What? Even before Ochanan. The Shev Shmaitita. I don't know if you've seen it. The Shev Shmaitita builds, it's just tremendous. He has a machlokshi, the Rashman, the Pnei Yeshua, about Rov and Sfexfeka. It's Leibedik. It's really a lot, you know. So we're going to come back to that point in just a minute. And I think it's an excellent point. But first, I want to take you a little bit further. Because I think that this issue about Sfexfek in Mamon will appear a second time around. And this is number Dalit in Yamar Makomos. The Gemara Daf Yud in this case. Hahu diyosel akami derav Gamliel. Someone came in the presence of Rav Gamliel. Amar le Pesach pasuach matzos. Amar le, so Rav Gamliel said to this fellow, Shema hitesa. Maybe you didn't do a regular classical be'ilah to find a Pesach Pasuch. You did it by Toya. And therefore what? And therefore she's muteres olav? Or and therefore she collects haksuba? What's it all about? The Gemara doesn't spell it out. So look at the Ritva and see if you can take this Ritva and combine it with the previous Ritva that we saw. Hahu diyosel akami degram alil. Amar Pesach Pasuch Matzasi, Amalei Shema Yitesa. Yesh Lefaresh, Demairi Bahanu, Dahava B'nei Trey Sveki. Delo Mitzre Ale, Vafilu Hachi Rotzo Lahafiz Daito, Bidvarim Sholtam. We're talking about a classical case of a Sveksveka. Why then did Rav Gamliel have to convince this fellow that he's allowed to live with his wife and there's no Issa Tumah? By telling him Shema Yitesa, forget about Shema Yitesa, Sveksveka. But he wanted to be Mephis Daito. How would you translate Mephis Daito? What do you say? Yeah, he wanted to appease him, he wanted to calm her down, calm this guy down. Don't even worry about it. You know, in addition to Sveksveka, maybe Bechlal you didn't find the Pesach Pasuk. So again, everything is focused on what dimension. Remember, we spoke about the two dimensions of Tainus Pesach Pasur. Is the Ritva interpreting in terms of Isur or in terms of Mamon Aksuva? Clearly in terms of Isur. Do you see it? Delo Mitzre Ele. Underline those words. Inami in the second shot. Afilu Hecha Deleko Achad Sveka. Even if it was a Pchusa Mibas Gimel, even if it was a Bas Kohen, there's only one Safek, the royal Adag take a love, nevertheless, Ulai Ta. Perhaps he made a mistake. Ukshe Yachzik Bidvarav Devade Motza Pesach Pasuach, Oz Yeheinem Aliostra Love, Kirich Sivan Aliyah. What's common to both the first interpretation of the Ritva and the second? What's the subject of Shema Yitesa? The Israel Bible. That's all he's talking about here. Why didn't the Ritva interpret, and we'll try to see if other Rishonim did interpret, that the Shema Hitesa is not relevant to Isur, but rather relevant to Mamon Aksuva? Why did the Ritva avoid that possibility? Speak louder?
What would it make a difference?
According to the Ritva, it makes no difference. And another Safek, and a third Safek, and I don't know how many Sfekas, but still, as far as Ksuva is concerned, he's the Muchzak. And that's the Ritva Shita, that Sfexfeka is not powerful enough to override a Muchzokus. However, let's look in the Rambam. The Rambam And again, I'm putting together a few different Rambams, all of which appear in the 11th parak of Hilchos Ishus, which begins with Hanosei Esabzula Ksubas HaMasayim. The Rambam dedicates this entire chapter to the laws of Ksubas Mana, Ksubas Masayim, Absula gets Masayim. And Halacha Ches, the Rambam establishes called Psula Shekzubas HaMasayim, Yeshla Tainis Pesulim. He can be Mafsid HaLeksuba based on a Tainis Pesulim. And now we're skipping Talacha Yud Beis. Ta'an v'yomar lama tasiya besula. He wants to be mafsid ha'leksuba, and he claims, I didn't find it to be a besula. That's Tainas besula. Im omar mipnei shalom matzasi dochak el pesach pasuch matzasi omrim lo shema hi teisa. Ulefichach lo regashta bedochak. When does she lose haksuba? When does he have a valid pesach tainus pesach pasulin tainus pasulin? Im amar lo ki elavadai pesach pasulachaya. Then he has a valid tainus pasulin. So where did the Rambam get this from? Shema hi teisa. The Rambam doesn't tell us his source, but we know his source. It's from this gemara from Gamliel and Daf Yud. And Rambam Gamliel asked the guy, "Well, shema hi teisa." So the Rambam took the gemara from Gamliel of shema hi teisa. And he interpreted it in terms of what? They're both saying, in terms of what? Mammon. The entire parak of the 11th parak of Hilchos Ishus is dedicated from beginning to end to Mammon. To whether she has rights to collect Haksuba, she doesn't. The Ritva, on the other hand, going backwards again, he said that Shemei Tesa is to be interpreted in terms of what? Isur. In terms of whether she's Asur al Baila or not. The Ritva didn't have the, shall we say, the license or the luxury of interpreting Shema Hitesa in terms of Ksuba, because even if Shema Hitesa, he still has rights to be Mafsid of the Ksuba, because he's Muksuk in the moment. On the other hand, the Rambam, apparently learning a little differently, maybe we can fit the Rambam in with Shitas HaTosus, that Tosus holds that if she has a claim for her Ksuba based on Svek Sveka, then that claim overrides even a Cheskas Mammon. Therefore, the Rambam interprets Shema Hitesa, adding another suffix, which would bolster her position to collect the ksuba. Now, let's fit all this into the other dimension of Pesach Pasuch, namely the Iser dimension. Right? And that's number Vav on your page. The mission at the beginning of Ksubas, Psula Nises Liomer V. And why Dafka Liomer V? The mission establishes Shem Hayelo Tainis Psulin Ayamashkim Lebezdin. Not like an almana who gets married on other days. Sheni and Chamish. Says Rashi, Lekach tiknu, Shetinase biravi, Shim hoyelo tainas besulim yashkim lebezdin biod kaso olav, Vim yeshu huspein taim yesh lochu shem yispayes vitiskara darto. If we don't rush him into bezdin when he's angry, when he's in an apparent emotional state, then maybe he'll cool off. Vikaimena. And so what? So what if he'll continue his marriage relationship with this woman? Shema he's in satachtav v'nesra olav. So Rashi only relates to one suffix. Which suffix is Rashi focused on? Tachtav or lav tachtav? What does Rashi completely omit? Bonus over ratzon. And Tosis is gonna go ballistic here. He's gonna get really upset. But Rashi is focused on this suffix. V'nesrol av kiri alfina besota mi v'nistra v'nitmo mitoch sheyovo lebezdin yizbar adovar k'sheyetze akol shem yavo edim. Perhaps edim will show up and they'll testify that they witnessed the znus and it was tachtav, it was baratzon. And now we'll skip to Tosfos in the number Zion on your page. V'im tomar, this makes sense. Hotenach be'eshes kohen over pchusam ibas shalosh to lek elachada sveika. Can I mean to be gemara? Come on, I will b'shar noshim dika svek sveika. Amaiti nosel yom dalit. The Omer Rabbeinu tam to lo plug rabbanu b'takanta. So what was the mechayev of the takana b'zul and this is yom revi according to Rabbeinu tam? Mishumeshes kohen. So according to Rabbeinu Tam, which two categories of Noshim really require this or justify this takana b'sulah nisus yom arvi? Kohen, because in both these cases, how many sphinx do we have? Only one. But we make what? What rule are we going to apply now? Low plug. What's a little bit odd about this low plug, by the way? Derech Agav. What do you say?
Most people are.
Right, you're going from the minority to the majority. Usually, low plug goes in the opposite direction. But be that as it may, Rabbi Natan doesn't understand any other way of justifying the takon of the Mishnah. But then he quotes Rashi. Ubekudshus pirish, shemitoch kach yisbar adavar, viavo edim shezin sabaratzon. So according to Rashi, the goal of getting him into Beis Din is not to implement the rule of Safek Echad Chara Safek Lechumra, but rather to get Edim into Beis Din. What would Rashi gain then? Rashi's avoiding what? Completely circumventing what? Low plug. There's no low plug. And forget about Aishas Kohen. Forget about Pchusa Mibashov. Talk to me about a regular classical Sveksaker. It doesn't make any difference. Because what's going to happen as a result of getting him into Beis Din? We're going to clarify the Safek. Does anybody have a Gemara here that I can borrow? I want to read to you the Ran. The Ran expands on... open up if you can, if you don't mind, to the Ran. The first Ran in Masechta Ksuvos. V'kasha l'pirusha. By the way, we'll finish, as we're getting the Ran, we'll finish the Kash of Tosis against Rashi. V'kasha l'pirusha. You have this in the middle of Zion. Thank you. The Amrinon, the Gemara, Omar Abai Afana Nami Tznina, the Omar Pesach Batsuas Matsasi Nemon Liostrolov, the Sula Nises. My love, the Koton Pesach Patsuach. So Abai wants to prove that Pesach Patsuach is Neman, as we believe that he found the Pesach Patsuach, he's a Baki, based on the fact that the mission established this Takana of Basula Nisus Yom Ravi. Vahashta, according to Rashi, I don't understand. Hechi Maisi Raya Pirusha Kuntris. Ha'afal Gavdi Eno Neman, Mikomukam Yashkim Lebesin, Shemitok Kach, Yetze Akol, Viavo Edim, Viazbara Dovar. According to Rashi, it's not his claim of Pesach Patsuach alone, independently, that's going to generate an Israel bylaw. We're going to have to add to that what? Edim? No, if you're adding Edim, we're going to testify that we saw the Maisus Nus, Takta, Baratzon, etc. So therefore, she's Asur al bylaw. Then it has nothing whatsoever to do with his Nemonis. I mean, you're trying to establish, Abai is trying to establish his Nemonis. He definitely can identify Pesach Pasuch. How do you see that? Because Pasuch and this is the Yom Ravi. What does it have to do with his Nemonis? He's not Nemon. He's not a Baki. But we need the Takon in order to get Edim in. The Yetzei HaKol, send out the rumor, the word, and the Edim will come in. But Rabosai, what's the answer to Tosa's objection? If you haven't seen the Tosas, you can guess it on your own, I think. How do we know he's a Baki? Because otherwise, who's not going to come into Beis Din? The Edim. Because Beis Din's going to close this case. It's open and shut case. This guy doesn't know what he's talking about. He's being motzi laz on a Bas Yisrael. Throw him out. It's Lashon Hara. But the answer is, he must be at least a Baki. True. At the end of the day, if Edim don't come in, we're going to be Matir Haral Labaila Midin Sveksveka. But once at least he's a Baki and he can recognize Pesach Pasuach, there's something to talk about. This is what the Ran explains. I'll read to you a few lines in the Ran. The Ran says, Kevan de ma'amina le de kimle, divade zinsa. The word zinsa means that she definitely had a bia. And we believe him because kimle, he knows what he's talking about. He can recognize the Pesach Pasuach. Kevan shekein, Isroi. There's a Reusa here. She is not the classical case of a Basua Nises. He found her to be a Ba'ula. And then, Va'alayu de Beis Din Rami lemekim ala de Milsa. Beis Din now, based on this Reusa, she's no longer assumed to be a Basula for sure. They have a responsibility, Alayu al Beidina Rami. It's a responsibility to make him Allah de Milsa. To clarify this Reisa. I tachtov, I ain't tachtov. The Afal Gav, the Ran asks the question, Techilo Mishkache Sadusa, if we don't find Edim b'milsa, is Shari Labal Mishum Trey Sveiki? At the end of the day, we'll fall back on Svek Sveika. But Afilu Hachi, Kaven disroy alayu rami lemekim akushta de milsa. We have to do everything in our power to clarify the suffix, to clarify the with evidence the truth of the matter. Shemi is bara dover. Perhaps yavo edim, and then we'll clarify the issue. And then he adds, "Avolim isa de lo mehemun ki yosel kamon lo shaklinu v'tarim vilse klal the adar amishaskina leishalo lahotzi lazal leha." Shkoy, thanks for the run. So now we have a machlokes between Rashi and Rabbeinu Tam at the very beginning of a Masechta Ksuvos about the nature of the takana b'sula nisis liyom arvi. And here are the two possibilities. One possibility is to postulate that the b'sula nisis liyom arvi is because in the absence of any evidence other than his claim of Pesach Pasuch Matzasi, she will be Asura al Baila, midin chada sveka. Whose sheet is that? Rabbeinu Tam. Okay, and the rest of the Nashim were included in this takana midin lo plug. Or do we say no? That even though she will be muteris labaila, if we have no evidence whatsoever, nevertheless we need this takana, because once the Reusa comes into being, he found the Pesach Pasuach, and he's believed, Kimle. Now we have to clarify the suffix. Perhaps Eidim will come. And therefore we can obviate the whole need for low plug, and we can talk about the regular classical case of an issue's muteris besvek sveikah. But nevertheless, we need this takana because we're obligated, as the Ran adds, to do everything in our power to bring in the Eidim and to clarify the suffix. Perhaps Rabbeinu Tam holds that we don't have to clarify the suffix. If the Torah allows Svek Sveka, and we rely on Svek Sveka, then says Rabbeinu Tam, that's it. Ball game over. There's no need to stand on our head and find a method and search through the seven corners of the earth, you know, the seven seas, to try to find Edom and clarify the suffix. It's not necessary. The Torah says rely on Svek Sveka. And Rashi insists, no. We're not going to rely on Svek Sveka. We'll fall back. It's a fallback position if everything else fails. But if we have a possibility of doing something actively in order to create a birur, a clarification of this Svek Sveka, that's exactly what we have to do. So let's summarize what we have until now. We have two different controversies in the Rishonim. Controversy number one is on the Sugya Daf Tesamid Beis. What happens with Svek Sveka against the Cheskas Mama? Tosfos Shita is that a cheskas mamon will, in this case, be overridden by a svek svek. And the Ritva disagrees. And question number two is whether or not we have an obligation to clarify a suffek in a case of a svek svek. So I want to share with you something that I heard from my Rebbe Rav Soloveitchik in a different context and see if we could apply it here. And this is number of tests on your page. The first simon, the first si'if, I should say, in your idea, deals with the following scenario. Normally, when we appoint a shochet, we check him out. He has to have kabbal and shchita. We know he's a bucky. We know he doesn't faint when he shechts, you know, when he picks up the chalaf knife and he shechts. But what happens if somebody comes from nowhere? We don't recognize him. We don't know if he's a bucky. And he shechts an animal. So the Shulchan Aruch, based on a sugya in Masechta Avodah Zarah and elsewhere in Chulin, the Shulchan Aruch paskins hakol shochtim lechatchila afilu ein makirin also. Even though we don't recognize him, we don't know who he is. Shemuchsach lishchot shelo yisalef. We cannot identify him. He comes from the wild blue, out of the blue. Nevertheless, he's allowed to shecht. Mutal liten lo lechatchil lishchot. Umutal lecho mishchitoso. Why? Since based on the famous Gemara of Rov Mitzuyin Eitzel Shechita Mumchin Hein, anybody who picks up a chalif and shechts an animal, it's assumed that he's a mumcha and he's a baki. But now, look at the Shulchan Aruch. He adds another stipulation, a qualification. He says, Bameh dvar mamurim kishe'eno lifaneinu. If we don't have the shochet in front of us, he's gone. He checked out. because muta lechol mishchitasa v'sonchim al hachazaka. We rely on the chazaka that anyone who shechts is rov mitzuyin etzel shchita mumchin him. Aval im hu lifanenu, but if he's right here in front of us, we don't eat from his shchita. Sarech lebodka, we have to test him. Im hu mumche v'yodeh elcho shchita. And the gra in Bir HaGra Os Dalet says udelo kira'ah. It's not like the shita of the ra'ah. The mechaber is rejecting the ra'ah. Shekos of the lav dafka rov mitzuyim etzel kol elakol mitzuyim. So we have here a machlokas, which I would like to relate to our issue today about Tzvek Tzveka, between the mechaber and the ra'ah. The mechaber is based on Rishonim that came before him. About the following scenario. We have the ability to clarify the suffix. We have the shochet in front of us. Are we obligated to do so? The mechaber says yes. We can't eat from a shechita until we're bodek. And the ra'ah says no. Hakol mitzuyim etzel shechita. What do you mean hakol mitzuyim? Okay. Can anyone testify that 100% every single person who shechts an animal is definitely kosher l'shechita? He's a mumcha, he's a baki, lo yisalei? So my Rebbe Rav Soloveitchik said the following. What's the nature of rov? The Torah says rely on rov. In this case, rov mitzuyin etzel shechita mumcha. And he offered two interpretations. Number one, the Torah says that despite the suffix, we could be machria based on the rov. I'll clarify that in just 1 minute. The second interpretation is that no, we're not being machria, but rather we're being mevarer the suffix. And Rav Soloveitchik explained the following, as to the best of my understanding. This is what we learned the other day for Smicha. He said the following. On the one hand, there's something called hachras hasofik. You have a rov. Rov, which what's called a ruba de lesser kamon. A ruba de lesser kamon is based on nature, based on teva, based on regilus, on what usually happens. The Torah says rely on rov. How do we understand rov? One way is to say that, okay, there's a rov, there's a miut, you know, we're not 100% sure, we can't clarify the suffix. The suffix remains as outstanding, but the Torah says be machria the suffix. Tip the scale in that direction. That's called achras ha-suffik. Again, I emphasize, the suffik remains a suffik, al pidin. Or no. The Torah says that rov is so powerful that it's not just achras ha-suffik, but it's bir ha-suffik. It completely removes the suffik. And the rov said the nafkamina is going to be in a case where you have a cheskas iser. When you have an assumption of iser, right? Behemah b'chayeh b'cheskas iser omens. Until we know that the animal was shechted properly, it's b'cheskas iser. Now we want to rely on rov. And the Torah says rely on rov. This shochet is a baki. How do we understand it? If we understand it's achra, then the Torah allows you to machria a sofek based on rov if you have no other way, no availability, no possibility of being mevar the sofek. If you cannot clarify the suffix itself, the Torah says fall back on rov. Rov is a fallback position. That's called achras ha-suffix. But if you have the possibility of being revired the suffix itself, then why rely on achra when the suffix remains a suffix and you can clarify the suffix? The Torah doesn't give you license to rely on achras ha-suffix when you can clarify the suffix itself. It's right there in front of you. Are you blind? Are you lazy? Be revired the suffix. Clarify the suffix. But if you say the other way, that rov is not a hachra al pidin, it's just the Torah says legally you could fall back on a rov. No! The Torah is saying that the rov clarifies the suffix, it's mafkia the suffix, it removes the suffix. It's an absolute clarification and a bira the suffix. Then it makes sense that even if there's a possibility to be mavar the suffix, you're allowed to be mavar the suffix based on rov. And that's going to be the machlokas between the mechaber la'alocha and those rishonim he's standing on whose shoulders he's standing and the ra'ah. The ra'ah understands that the rov is so powerful, there's no miut to be reckoned with in this case, and therefore the rov removes the suffix. It's mafkia the suffix itself. There's no need to what? To be mavar the suffix. The mechaber on the other hand says, wait a minute, rov is only a hachras ha-suffix. But the suffix itself remains intact. Don't be machriya the suffix, it can be mavar the suffix. And we find, by the way, and the Rav mentioned this in a different shiur, that with regard to Safek Derabanan Lekula, it's absolutely clear. There's no one can deny it, that Safek Derabanan Lekula is going to be what kind of halacha? Is it a hachra or is it a biru? What do you say? Well, speak up, I can't hear you. What would you say logically? Safek Derabanan Lekula. Is that a hachra or is that a biru? Sakhra, there's no bira. It's a suffix. It's a 50-50 suffix. And therefore, if you take a look at number yud, the Shach says that when do we apply suffix to Rabbanu Lekula? That's only she'ein lo cheskas isur. If there's a pure suffix without a cheskas isur, avol b'suffix kishayesh lo cheskas isur. And he quotes the sugya in Erevin as lina lechumra. So the Shach says that Sfek, that Safek Derabanan Lekula only applies when there's no Cheskas Isur. So the Rav explains the Shach. Because if there's a Cheskas Isur, then the Chazaka, just like it was Asura before, we assume it's Asura now, it continues the situation, the status quo, therefore we have a Vaday that it's Isur. So you cannot apply Safek Derabanan Lekula and be Machriya a Safek when the Torah says rely on Chazaka. The Chazaka removes the Safek. What happens in Sfexfeg? So the Shach says, take a look. This is in number Tes. Varashba oser Sfexfeka becheskas Isur. The Shach is going to go a step further based on the Rashba, and he's going to say that not only is one single Sfexfeg completely powerless in the case of a Cheskas Isur, and we're talking about an Isur, the Rabbanan Rabos, right? But even if you add a second suffix, and it's a Sfek Sfeka, since we have a Cheskas Isur, even though it's an Isur Derabanan, it remains awesome. That's the Rashba. But the Rama disagrees. The Rama in Nabi Yud Aleph says, Im hayu shtei Svekos, Im hayu kan Isur klal, v'nodu shtei Svekos yachad, okay, that's halach and Sfek Sfeka, matirim Sfek Sveka b'chol makom, we won't go into the case right now because we're running out of time. But in any event, we have now a machlokas between the Rama and the Shach about Sfek Sveka against the Cheskas Isur. And it applies both in the Isur Derabanan, which is a pellet, that in a Sfek Sveka we cannot be makel on the Isur Derabanan because of the Cheskas Isur. And it applies in an Issa Doraisa where the Rama is willing to say that Sfek Sfek is Lekula even against the Cheskas Isur. So Mimar Shach, I don't understand. The whole thing makes no sense. How could the Shach on the one hand say that Sfek Derabanan Lekula does not apply even if there are two Sfekas because of the Cheskas Isur? And how could the Rama say that Sfek Sfek Lekula even against the Cheskas Isur? And the answer, I believe, is exactly what we've been discussing about Rov against the Cheskas Isur. Just like we have a machlokes, if you remember, between the Machaber and the Rishonim that came before the Machaber, and Ra'ah, about whether Rov can be Machriya a Sofet, or it can be Mavara a Sofet, so too we can have the same issue with regard to Sfek Sfek. What's the nature of Sfek Sfek? Is Sfek Sfek still a Sofet? I mean, you just added another suffix, but you're still in a Bechlala suffix. The Torah says you can be Machriya in the case of a Sfek Sfek. Or no! Does Sfek Sfek have the power to undermine the suffix, to completely make it null and void, to be Mafkiya and be Mavar the suffix? And the Nafkamina is going to be in a Cheskas Isur. Because if there's a Cheskas Isur, the Cheskas Isur tells me Vadai, you cannot be Machriya a suffix against the Vadai. And therefore we understand the Shach. And the Shach in the name of the Rashba. And even if it's an Isur Derabanan, once the Cheskas Isur establishes a Vada Isur, Sfek Sfek, since it's still Bechlal HaSofek, doesn't have the power to be Machriya against the Vada Isur. Mashen King the Ramah, the Ramah understands that what's the power of Sfek Sfek? It's not a Machriya. We're not within the category of Sofek. But it's Mafkiya the Sofek completely. It's Mavar the Sufik, it's not a Sufik. It's Mavail, even against the Cheskas Isur, it's Mutar. And now we can come full swing back to what we started with. Number one, the Machlokas on Daf Tes Amid Beis, Sfek Sfek against the Cheskas Mamon. If we hold that Sfek Sveka is only Hilchas Hachros, you can be Machriya the Sofek, but the Sofek remains a Sofek, then in this case the Baal is right. He has a Cheskas Mamon. And the Torah says, Hamotzi Mechavero Olaf Araya. Until she, to be Motzi the Mamon, Micheskas Bailin, has a Vadai, then the Chazaka tells me that he doesn't have to pay the Tzuba. Because Sfek Sfek is only what? Only Hilchas Hachros HaSofek. If on the other hand, Sfek Sfek is much more powerful. It's not Halachin Hachros HaSofek, but rather Sfek Sfek is a Bir HaSofek. It completely undermines the Sofek and makes it null and void. Is then it can be Motzi even from a Cheskas Mamon. Because as strong as a Cheskas Mamon is, it can't override a Bir HaSofek, and Sfek Sfek is a Bir HaSofek. So that's the machlokes between Tosus and the Ritva. When she has a Sfek Sfek to defend and protect her rights to collect the Ksuba, and he has a Cheskas Mamon. Those Rishonim like Tosus who say that Sfek Sfek gives her the ability to be Motzi Mechazaka, they hold that Chazaka has the ability to be Mevayel the Sfek, and remove the Sfek from its very source. But if you hold that Sfek Sfek is still Mihilchus Sfekus, it's only Akra, he can't be Machri against the Chazaka. And now we can come full swing back to the Machlokas Rashi and Tosus at the beginning of the Masechta. What was the nature of the Takana of Besula Nisais, the Omar V? Rashi holds that even though she has a Sfek Sfeka, Taktov and then Ratzon, but nevertheless, Sfek Sfeka is only a fallback position. The Torah gives us the allowance, according to Rashi, to what? To be Machriya the Sofek. But don't be Machriya Sofek when there's a possibility of being Mavar the Sofek. And therefore Rashi says that Chachomu compelled to introduce and establish this Chazaka so that the Eidim will come out. They will hear the call and they'll come forward and clarify the Sofek. We have to clarify the Sofek. It's just like the Machaber who says, as far as Rav Metzuv Etzel Shechita is concerned, that's a fallback Hakra because the Shochet is not here, but if he's here in front of you, you have to be Mavar, you have to be Bodek the Shochet. Find out if he's a Baki. That's Rashi Shechita. That you cannot rely on Sfek Sfek l'chatchila b'mokom she'efshal l'varas ha'sofek, because Sfek Sfek still is the Klal Sfek is, it's only a reshus, it's a green light, the Torah gives license to be machriya the Sofek, because there's no possibility of what? Of being mavar the Sofek. But Rabbi Tam on the other hand holds that Sfek Sfek completely undermines the Sofek. And therefore Sfek Sfek is powerful enough to give us the ability to say we don't have to clarify the Sufik, we don't have to be mafarad the Sufik, we don't have to bring him into Bezdin for a Sfek Sfeka in order to see if Eidim will hear the call. It's not necessary. That's Rabbeinu Tam. And that's the same Tosfos, I believe, on the Tesamid Beis that holds that her Sfek Sfeka is powerful enough to be Motzi Ksuba Micheskes Abayim. Rashi, on the other hand, holds that Sfek Sfek is only Midini Akras HaSfek is. We have to be Bodek, we have to be Mavar the Sofek if we only can. Get the call out, bring in the Eidim. Rashi, therefore, reflects the Shita of the Ritva Adaf Yunam and Beis, who says that despite the Sfek Sfek, nevertheless, Uki Mamona Beches Kasmori, the Sfek Sfek doesn't have the power to be Machriya Sofek, since it's still Bechala Sofek, against the Ches Kasmori. Okay, I'd like to call upon Dr. Sokol, the Dean of Lander College, to, not a full presentation, I guess, but certainly to...
We're late, so I won't...